Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An exit poll suggests that Britain's Labour Party is headed for a landslide victory in a parliamentary election. Voters appeared early on Friday to be punishing the governing Conservatives after 14 years of economic and political upheaval. The poll released moments after voting closed indicated that centre-left Labour's leader Keir Starmer will be the country's next prime minister. The historic defeat for the Conservatives leaves the party depleted and in disarray and will likely spark a contest to replace Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as leader. A Russian-born U.S. citizen on Thursday received a 12-and-a-half-year prison sentence for drug trafficking, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A lawyer representing Robert Woodland in Moscow says Woodland has been sentenced to more than a dozen years in prison for attempting to traffic large amounts of illegal drugs. The lawyer says Woodland has mental health issues and that an appeal of the prison sentence is planned. The State Department says it is aware of the case. According to Russian media, Woodland's information matches that of a man now 33 years old who told an interviewer he had gone to Russia to find his birth mother because he had been adopted by an American couple in the mid-1990s. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Beryl rumbled towards the Cayman Islands and Mexico on Thursday after pummeling Jamaica. Winds and rain from Beryl caused floods and widespread power outages, leaving a deadly trail of destruction in several smaller Caribbean islands. Beryl has so far left at least 10 people dead, but that number was widely expected to rise as communications are restored on islands devastated by flooding and powerful winds.